baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Well, good morning, everyone. Can't hear you. Good morning. It's great to be here together. It's a big Sunday of celebration for us as a church as we celebrate some baptisms. And so thank you for making this a priority. Thank you for being here to be a part of this big day. We want to give a special welcome to all the family and friends of those who came to witness, maybe somebody you know being baptized. We know that coming to church, if it's not something you do normally, can be a scary thing. And it can be risky to go to a new church. And so thank you for taking that risk. And thank you for trusting us to come be a part of that. Now, today, so we celebrate something called the Christian year, which means we kind of have our own calendar. And each year it starts again at what's called Advent, which is the days of preparation before Christmas. And then each Sunday in that Christian calendar, we go through a different stage of something about Jesus or something that Jesus accomplishes. And so this Sunday happens to land on Jesus' baptism, which I thought was pretty fitting considering we had so many people who want to be baptized. Now, we're actually going to probably do a summer baptism as well. We have a bunch more candidates who are preparing for that. Maybe the timing just didn't work out for them. So we have a lot to look forward to in this year. Now, since it's Jesus's, day of baptism that we're celebrating today, it makes a lot of sense then to have other people being baptized at the same time. And so what we heard today in this scripture reading is what Jesus's baptism looked like. So what is baptism? For Jesus, he says the reason for his baptism is to fulfill all righteousness. That's his purpose for being baptized. For us, when we are baptized, it's to enter into Jesus's righteousness. So he's baptized to fulfill righteousness. We're baptized to enter into his righteousness. But it leads to the question, why does Jesus need to fulfill all righteousness? Righteousness is not a word we use on a daily basis. But what it means is goodness. It means what is right. And Jesus is God's way of making all that is wrong in the world right again. So what exactly is wrong? What is not the way it should be? I think if we're honest, we look at life and we go, there's a lot wrong out there. Fair? There's a lot wrong in the world. There's a lot wrong in our life. There's even a lot wrong in us as individuals. That we know not everything is as it should be. And here's what's interesting about that is we know that it's unnatural. We know that that isn't the way it's supposed to be. We know that it shouldn't be that way. We can feel it in our bones. We can feel it in our heart. We could feel it in our relationships. So why? What caused this? What are the signs that we feel that not only are things wrong in the world, but there are things wrong in us? Well, we feel exhausted a lot. We suffer. We have longings and desire for things to be better. We know things could be better, should be better, and so we long for them. You know, my neighborhood has a lot of roaming deer, and they are hazards. Whenever somebody moves into our community, they're always like, oh, the deer are so beautiful. And I'm like, you wait. You just wait. They're terrifying. The amount of times I've like gone to take the compost out and I open my front door and there's four faces just staring at me, it's terrifying. I piddle a little bit in those moments. Like, whoa, what are you doing? So I know they're peaceful creatures, but they freak me out sometimes. But that's not really the point of what I'm talking about. When I watch the deer in my neighborhood, I can't believe I just said what I said to you. When I watch the deer in my neighborhood, though, there's a sense of contentment to them. You ever notice that with nature? There's just contentment. They eat, they sleep, they walk, and they're just content. Humanity, though, has this sense of there's more out there. If this was really just a material world that came out of nowhere by itself, we wouldn't have this longing for more out there. That spiritual sense that there's something I need to get my hands on, that I'm not whole. I'm not fulfilled in this life the way it is. We search for purpose. We search for meaning. And our consciences in our own minds and hearts make us feel like this could and should be better, and I long for that. That's the human condition. And the reason for that is because we have become, as humanity, which I think is even different than the rest of nature, we become disconnected from the source. We're trying to live without true life. We're trying to be whole without perfect love. We're trying to be strong without the power that created the universe. And we're trying to be happy without that joy. We're trying to be without God. And this is what is wrong. And this is what God comes to save. Jesus is not just an interesting historical figure. Jesus is God in flesh, God in this world with us. He is coming to reestablish goodness. That his whole purpose is to bring God close to us, to bring that love, that power, that joy to us again because we've lost touch with it. And to bring us into it, close to God. And so what we see in Jesus is God coming in flesh, and he lives in perfect connection with the Creator. I have a translation of the Bible that was written by biblical scholars who are First Nations. And so they translate the Bible in their First Nation languages, or really their language translated to English. And one of the ways they refer to Jesus is they call him, in the translation, the true human. Jesus, the true human. Because he is the ultimate perfect example of what humanity is meant to feel like, to be human. He lives in perfect connection with God while being connected to all the mess with us. And so he lives every human aspect, every experience that is normal to us, he reconnects it to God. He's like us in every way except for one. So Jesus has everything we have, the family, the friends, community, culture, all these things. He knows what it's like to be us. But in it, at no point does he let his heart disconnect from God? Does he try to do it on his own? Does he succumb to temptation to do things selfishly or evilly or independently? Jesus follows the scriptures as they were meant to be. by living this way, Jesus fulfills all righteousness. So, if he fulfills all righteousness, why get baptized? Now, John's baptism, so you may have heard of him as John the Baptist. John was sent by God as a prophet to point out that things aren't good. To put his finger on it and go, this isn't good, and you know it, and we're not talking about it. And to invite people to be honest about that mess and say, he's right, it ain't working. And so what happens is crowds flock to John, essentially hearing what John's saying, going, look, it's wrong, this doesn't feel right, let's be honest about it. And crowds of people come saying, I'm sick of living this way. I'm sick of what's wrong. I want to change. I want things to be different. And so all of these people come to John in what's called repentance. They're leaving the way they've been living their life and saying, I want out and I want a new way. And so that's what repentance is, turning from the old way to the new way. Leaving your old way of doing things in order to be cleansed and washed, and to receive God's kingdom. Interestingly enough, in this whole story, the most religious people don't like it, John's baptism. They think, well, we already know all this. We don't need to repent. Why would we go out there? Why would we be cleansed? And then Jesus comes into the picture, the most righteous, the most good, and he goes, me too. Me too. So much so that John goes, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that's even necessary. John says, you don't need to be baptized. You should baptize me. You're the one with no sin. But then Jesus says these words. He says, no, it's necessary to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus is saying, I'm going to do it because it's good and right, and I'm going to do it for everyone. Because we need it, Jesus does it. And so it's not then just a cleansing in the waters. What we come to learn through Jesus is that it's also about going with him into his death. The baptism is not just about repentance. It's not just about saying sorry. It's also about being saved, being reborn. And so repentance isn't actually enough on its own. Sorry is just the beginning. Because what's wrong in this world has power over us. You ever feel that? I know I don't want to do this thing, but I keep doing it. Has anyone made New Year's resolutions and already broken them? Anyone? You're giggling because it's true. Right? We have the best intentions in the world, and then we find out, I know it's bad. I know it's not good. I know I don't want to do it, but I'm doing it again. Anyone? That's one of those signs of like, what's wrong in this world has power. We can't get free of it on our own. We can't change ourselves in our own strength. And what's wrong has consequences. It's killing us. It's breaking good things in our lives. And God does not desire these consequences. God does not desire the death of sinners. That's what the Bible tells us. So much so that God devises this plan that's always been since the foundation of the universe, to take the consequences of evil, of sin, of what's wrong on himself for us. Is that good news? That this is what the cross of Jesus is him saying all that's wrong needs to be disempowered, needs to be conquered, needs to die, so I will take it for you and from you. So baptism isn't just repentance. Baptism is about death to the old life, that your old life dies with Jesus on the cross and goes in the grave, and your new life springs up with him. that baptism is also about Jesus' resurrection. That Jesus doesn't stay dead. Because he's righteous, because he's full of love, because he's God, death can't hold him in the grave. And everything he takes into the grave, he triumphs over, which is all of our humanity and all of our life and all of our mess and our sins and our trauma. All of it, Jesus takes. And everything wrong stays dead. And everything good comes back to life with him. You awake? Is that good news? So we come back connected to God. Whole, loved, resourced, empowered. That this is what baptism is. It's about trust in Jesus. It's about repentance, that we're not trusting the old ways in life anymore. It's about death with Jesus, our old identity, our broken memories that haunt us, our mistakes, our trauma, all of it dies with Jesus, and with it the power of sin and evil. And new life with Jesus as we come back. We are reborn in connection with God and in love. And as we step out of those waters, it's an allegiance to Jesus for the rest of our days. He's our king. He's our country. The church is our people. And we are filled with the very presence and spirit of God. This is what baptism is. Is baptism a good gift to the world? So for all of us, today is about remembering ours as we celebrate somebody's new commitment and new experience of the power of Jesus to save and heal. Amen? You ready to meet our candidates? Are ya? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite everybody to come up. All our candidates can come forward. That means come to me, friends, come to me. Line up here on the sides here. Just want you to get a good, aren't these beautiful people? So what we're going to do is we're going to take a minute just to kind of introduce everyone, that you would hear a little bit of their stories. We have whole families getting baptized today. We have some individual kids getting baptized today. And then we have some individuals who've been walking their own journey who are getting baptized today. And so there's a lot of fun elements. And so these are really beautiful people. Each person here, we are excited about. Karis, are you excited? Yeah? What's going to happen when you come out of the water? What's going to happen? Are we going to clap? Are we going to clap for you? That's what Karis has been saying. She's been walking around all morning going, and when I come up, you clap. And so we're very excited about that. Okay. Well, let's start with the Duns. Dun, 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 dun. I'm sure you've heard that joke before.
Oh, many times.
I'm sorry.
He's got the T-shirt.
Okay. So why don't you introduce yourselves to everyone in case they don't know you, and then just tell us a little bit about what this decision means for you today.
Okay. Hi, everyone. For those who don't know us, I'm Greg, and this is my lovely wife, Trish, and this is our daughter, Addison.
What's that to her?
Trish grew up with the church and me not so much. And we, as a family, were drawn to church through the curiosity of our children. It was Addison who came home from school and was talking to Liv and Charlotte, and they had told her about what they're learning here and the things that they do. And she asked if we could come. And so Trish approached me and said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Let's move forward with that." So this past Christmas Eve marks our first time. We decided that would be our first time on Christmas Eve. We would come and join you folks and start to learn about what happens in church. So that was our one our start. Now we've done this. Last Christmas was our 1 year anniversary. And so for me, that 1 year journey and me connecting the dots, what I've learned through all this is God was the, or Jesus was the one constant in my life that I didn't even realize was there. He was there when we were in elementary school and we recited the Lord's Prayer. He was there as we assemble as children in the schools and sing the same songs that we sang here coming in on Christmas. Very powerful for me to realize that it was always there. So for me, this is an opportunity for us, our family, to complete a circle and invite Jesus into that circle and bring him into our life and back into our physical home. So that's my story.
You just said it.
Okay.
We don't mind it twice. It's a good story.
So mine is little. His is 2 pages.
I don't think you read his 2 pages anyway.
I didn't.
So my name is Trish Dunn. Or the lovely Trish Dunn, as he says. So it says, how has your story revealed your need for Jesus? And I put, without my glasses, I felt no matter how hard I tried to be a good person or to do good things and help people, I was missing something. And in this last year, I've learned again, it isn't something but someone. And what have you found in Jesus and what does baptism mean for you? I've always felt selfish asking for help. I don't pray for anything for myself, always for others. I learned to ask Jesus for guidance in my decision and not to be impatient. He has his reasons for his timing. Ryan told me that. For baptism means truly giving my heart to Jesus and feeling closer to my family and my church family.
That's great, Trish. Thank you. Part of the conversation we have beforehand is that some of the younger kids get to choose whether or not they want to talk, depending on how they're feeling in the moment. And so it's such a joy for us to have Addison joining Greg and Trish in this decision today. It's a common theme that we see in the book of Acts. Whole households come to the faith. Whole households are baptized. So this is part of our tradition. Okay, our next family you know well. But they really like speaking in public, and so they try to baptize their kids in stages just because they want to hold the mic, is what they told me.
I still want to drink water.
So do you guys want to tell us a little bit about kind of the decision that you've kind of come to with these two, but also a bit of their personal story and why this is meaningful for them?
I'm the long-winded one, so I'll go. I just have a couple notes here about Karis. I think Judah would like to say something. Karis has been a constant and consistent reminder for Marika and I on giving God what is God's. We as parents tend to hold things tight. With Karis, she's taught us how it's impossible. We don't know what's going on in her mind, but the Lord, he knows what's going on. We can see pieces of what's going on in her heart. We get to trust God that he knows what's going on in her heart. We just get pieces of it. We do know the Lord speaks to her. He speaks to her through music, which she loves. Worship music at home, and she'll spend a lot of time dancing and singing. And the Lord speaks to her through her church family. She loves coming to church. It's a highlight of her week. And we can't tell you how impactful it's been for the church family to embrace Karis. It's been huge for us. And she is very excited to be baptized. She's been excited for a while now. So I'll let Marika share.
Yeah, just to add to that, Karis's name actually means the grace of God. And her middle name means pledge to God. Her middle name is Isabel. And when we were first learning about her diagnosis, I looked back on her life and realized how much grace she had shown us. we didn't understand what was going on for her. She didn't have a lot of words till she was about 5. And so it's been a journey of actually looking back and seeing how patient she was with us, her parents and family, as we muddled through figuring out how to support her. And so we just see so many different things in her life that actually point us as a family to God and our need for Jesus, really. And then, yeah, for Judah, his name means praise. And we love that he is part of our family. He is a very earnest little guy, and we want to give him the chance to share why he wants to be baptized. But in case anybody has any questions for us, feel free to come and ask us anything about Karis. We're an open book. As far as her understanding everything about the gospel, we don't know what she understands, but she definitely seems to know about Jesus. And she's very excited about Jesus. So we're just going to go with that. And Judah, did you want to say?
So Judah, how are you feeling? You feeling up for it? You can pretend you're just telling me. And then just pretend they're not there. I'm just kidding. But whatever you think, why do you want to be baptized?
To follow Jesus and have a good life.
Now, because you're kind of quiet and we don't get to talk to you very often, can I ask you a couple other questions? What's like your favorite thing? Like not like just in general. Like do you like Lego? Do you like video games? What are the things you love? You like Lego? Did you get any for Christmas?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
There's like a snowmobile that's like, it's kind of hard to explain.
Can you ride the snowmobile?
No.
No, well, it's not that kind of snowmobile.
Yeah.
What other kind of things do you love?
Biking.
You like biking? That's great. Can I tell you why I'm asking you these questions? Because you matter to us. Is that true, church? Does Judah matter to us? Just wait, Karis.
No.
Just wait. And so, come here, Judah. Come here for a sec. And I think sometimes when you're quiet, you can think that maybe not everyone sees you. But you know what? We really do see you. And you really matter to our church. And we think you're an awesome guy. We think you're going to grow up to be an incredible man, just like your dad. And so I just want you to know, like our church, we're really proud of who you are. And we really celebrate this decision with you today. Okay? So I just want you to know, this is your day, man. Okay? You get to own it. And it's just really important because we think you're awesome. Do you agree, church?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Thanks, buddy. Good job. Now, I have a very special person to introduce to you today. This is Eli. Now, many of you may not have had the chance to meet her yet. She did do a public reading at our Lessons and Carols, which you loved, right? You loved the public speaking. She's like, came to me, she's like, Ryan, every week, can I do this every week? Soon enough. But Eli came with Faith. And their family, and you'll notice Rick and Jazz just collect as many teenagers as they can get their hands on. There's some in the, I've seen them pull in, there's kids in the trunk, you know, like they're, and it's just been such a joy to watch that row fill up with the people that they bring on Sunday. And so Eli, this is a chance for us to kind of get to know you. So would you be willing to kind of tell us a little bit about your story, read your little script?
Yeah, I don't know most of you. I'm still a bit new. Jesus is my protector, my father who died for me on the cross, my king who found his way into my life without me needing to have grown up knowing him. Before I knew him and his word, I struggled with my forgiveness, with habits of gossiping. I spoke unkindly of people, judging them before even knowing them. I did not grow up Christian. I did not know God's love, though he managed to appear throughout that life. I always knew there was someone out there looking out for me. With the help of friends, I found Jesus. One morning, I was asked if I'd like to come to church. That day changed my life and brought me to God. Now he has helped me to learn to forgive others and to spread his love and to be the light I want to see around me. I've decided to get baptized to confirm the starting of the new life Jesus has given me. I want to worship alongside his church at his table. I want to spread the love and patience he has shown me. I want it to shine through me.
Would you do one more favor for me? Mm-hmm. Would you just introduce your parents to us and their names? Sorry to put you on the spot. I just think it's worth introducing you to.
My mom, her name is Elizabeth. She's over in the blue. And that's my dad, Cole. They're pretty great. I like them a lot.
Part of why I just wanted to introduce them to you, I had the opportunity to have dinner with Cole before Christmas. And if you get to know Eli, which you will, you'll see just her quality. Like, she is an incredibly beautiful person. And beautiful people don't just spring up out of nowhere. They come from great places. And we just want to honor you two as her parents. We see her quality. And we see where she got it. And we just want to honor you and thank you for letting her come and do this today. So can we just also just give them a round of applause? We just think they're nice. Great job, Eli. Okay, last but not least, my friend Sid. Many of you will have had the chance to get to know Sid over the last, how long has it been?
Year and a half.
And so I think I'll let Sid kind of start, just tell his own story. You know, what drew you to Jesus? Why did you stick it out here with us? And what does this mean for you today?
Yeah, so I just was looking for goodness. I think I've been looking for that for most of my life and trying to find out where it comes from, where goodness springs from. And it led me to Christ, and I figured, yep, that's right, that's where goodness and light comes from. And my good friend, he was coming here, my good friend Corey, and one day he invited me, and I came, and I've been here pretty much every Sunday since. So yeah.
And you've been such a gift to have and get to know. And your journey has been very authentic of just bringing those questions and working them through. And I just want you to know you're doing a great job.
Awesome.
And you've got a beautiful family that you're bringing with you.
Yeah.
And so, and we just pray more and more kids, lots of the kids. Because you make beautiful kids. Well, that's great. Well, maybe let me ask you one other question.
Sure.
Is there anything that our church can be praying for you in this next year?
Hmm.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
Prime me for that.
So my wife and I are building a home this year. We're going to start get it up out of the ground. So maybe if you guys would pray for the success of that, that'd be great.
That's great. Sid has a beautiful little piece of property with his mom. And they've been slowly building their house themselves. He does all the work himself. And yeah, they both do. So they're both, are you both Red Seals? Both Red Seal carpenters, brilliant people, building beautiful things. When you go visit their home and their land, you can feel that it's like a sacred space, that they're building something beautiful there. And so we celebrate you guys. So can we give them all a hand as they take their seat? You guys can sit down. You guys can sit. Oh, wait. No, I'm wrong. Don't sit. Come stand here. Sorry. I got to stick to my notes. So here's what I want. Stand here at the front facing me and the screen, just the candidates. Judah, come stand here. Lucas, you can come stand with them. Okay. It should be... Is this going to be on the screen for them? Okay. So first to the parents of those being baptized. Marika, you can do it from there. It's okay. Today, on behalf of these children, you shall make vows to renounce the devil and all his works, to trust God wholeheartedly, and to serve him faithfully. It is your task to see that this child is taught as soon as he or she is able to learn. the meaning of all these vows and of the faith that you will profess as revealed in the Holy Scriptures. They must come to put their faith in Jesus Christ and to learn the creeds, the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, and all other things that a Christian ought to know, believe, and do for the welfare of their soul. When they have embraced all these, they are to come to the bishop to be confirmed, that they may publicly claim the faith for their own and be further strengthened by the Holy Spirit to serve Christ and his kingdom. And here's the question. Are you willing and ready to undertake this? You say, for the parents, I am, the Lord being my helper. And now we will give our confession of faith. So this is all the candidates as well as the parents. Do you renounce the devil and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the empty promises and deadly deceits of this world that corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce the sinful desires of the flesh that draw you from the love of God? We'll now anoint you with oil. Church, would you pray with me? You don't have to say these words, just pray with me. Almighty God, deliver you from the powers of darkness and evil, and lead you into the light and obedience of the kingdom of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Next question. Do you turn to Jesus Christ and confess him as your Lord and Savior? Do you joyfully receive the Christian faith as revealed in the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments? Will you obediently keep God's holy will and commandments and walk in them all the days of your life? And now you can turn around and face the congregation. Oh, sorry, I lied to you. It's the wrong time for that. You could turn back around to me. I just wanted to see how obedient you'd be. No, I'm just kidding. Just teasing. Sorry, there's a part where we commit to you, and I thought we were there. We're not. So now, Christ Church, would you stand with me for our confession of faith? Oh, I am right. Well, it's on the screen. I was right. Okay, sorry. Turn back around. Christ Church, will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ? Yeah. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? So I want to take a minute. Look at all those faces. They meant that. That means we are with you in your journey. We're with you in the highs and the lows of your life. And that this is a place, it's your village, who will support you in your walk with Jesus. Amen? Okay, now you can stay standing and turn around and face me. Now let us join with these candidates to proclaim our faith in the words of the ancient baptismal confession, the Apostles' Creed. Christ Church, do you believe and trust in God the Father? I do. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in Jesus Christ? I do. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit? I do. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now if you're comfortable with the custom, you can extend a hand towards our candidates. Almighty and everlasting God, in your great mercy, you saved Noah and his family in the ark from the destruction of the flood, prefiguring the sacrament of holy baptism. Look mercifully upon these your servants. Wash and sanctify them through your Holy Spirit, that they may be delivered from destruction and received into the ark of Christ's church. And being steadfast in faith, joyful through hope, and rooted in love, they may pass through the turbulent floods of this troublesome world and come into the land of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated, and the candidates can be seated except for the kneels. You'll stay up here. Now we will pray for and bless the waters of baptism. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John in the River Jordan when the Holy Spirit descended upon him as a dove. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are made regenerate by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, Father, sanctify this water by the power of your Holy Spirit. May all who are baptized here be cleansed from sin, be born again, and continue forever faithful in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Amen. I'll invite the kneels to come forward. We're going to begin with Karis. Come on in, Karis. Just don't do it without me, Karis. Yeah, that's great. That's great. That's good. Okay, Karis, can you sit up? You sit up straight. Yeah, and plug your nose. Wait, just wait. Okay, we baptize you, Karis, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good job. Okay. And now we're going to pray for you, Karis. We bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we ask now, according to the work of Jesus, that you would fill her with your Holy Spirit. Fill her with the very presence of God, with joy and assurance that she is united to Jesus. And so we pray this in your name. Amen. Amen. This way, Karis. Good job. She gets two claps. Good job, buddy. Okay, Judah, you can stand up, actually, buddy. Uh-oh, slippery feet. You cross your arms in front of your chest. Okay. Well, everyone, let's give Judah all our attention. Judah, it is our joy and our privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Get it, buddy. I'm going to pray for you. Judah, I anoint you now with oil. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we ask now that you would receive, according to the person and work of Jesus, the presence of God to fill your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. That you would know that you are united to Jesus forever, And everything that is true about him is true about you. So may the Spirit work in you by power to grow you into his image. Amen. Good job, Mike. Okay, I'll invite the Dunns to come forward now. I can hold all your towels. Okay, everyone seems to like this side, so we're going to go on this side. Let's try. Come on in. What did you want? I was thinking I'd do the parents first. So come on in. You go ahead. Come on in. Want to help? Yeah, get your jacket on. So go on your knees. Corey, I want you to roll up your sleeves and get ready for Sid. Okay? As tight to the end as you can there, Greg. How bad is that on the knees? Okay. Cross your arms. Cross your arms in front of your chest. And bug your nose. Greg, it is our honor and privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You got to pop up like a 20-year-old.
You did great.
I wasn't sure he was going to let you back
out. I have a white towel in the... Oh, Greg, wait. I'm going to pray for you. Bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Would you receive afresh, according to the person and work of Jesus, the very presence of the Holy Spirit to fill you in your heart, your mind, your soul, and your body, that everything that is true about Jesus is true of you, and the very power of God would dwell in you, growing you into the image of Christ. Amen. What do you prefer, Trish? Stick to the plan. Go ahead, climb in. Yeah, it's warm. It's lovely. Well, Trish, it is our joy and our privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, that's not enough, and the Holy Spirit. You could just stay there. I'll pray for you. And Trish, I anoint you with oil now in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. It is a sign of the anointing and the filling of the Holy Spirit, that you would receive the very presence and power of God to work within you, filling you with gifts and abilities that you didn't have before to serve and grow the kingdom. And would always whisper to you the truth of Christ, that what is true of him is true of you. Amen. Come on in, Edison. And so you can kneel down here right at the front. Great job. And now cross your arms in front of your chest. You can plug your nose because it's kind of better. Addison, on the profession of your faith, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray for you. And I bless you and anoint you with oil in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that you would receive the very Spirit of Jesus to fill your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. That everything that you will need to grow into the image of Jesus will be in you by the Spirit, and he'll be applying it to your needs as you grow and develop. We We pray this in his name. Amen. Good job. You made it. Sid. Good job, guys. Sid, you want to come forward? Is your belt going to be okay? Okay, come on in. So kneel near the front. Cross your arms in front of your chest. What a long road to get here, but it feels so right. So sit according to the profession of your faith. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. I'm going to pray for you. I anoint you now with oil in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And now would you receive from Christ, from the very throne room of the Father, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit that created the earth from nothing. According to the word of Christ, would it now create in you your new life in Christ? The power and presence of God dwelling in your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body, and developing you into the image and goodness of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Bless you. And now, Eli, I'll invite you to come forward. All the way in. You can kneel near the front. Cross your arms. Eli, according to the profession of your faith, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You can stand up. And we anoint you now with oil as a sign of the filling of the Holy Spirit, that God's Spirit would come and fill your heart with the very presence of Jesus, that you are united to him and bound to him. Every need that you have in your life is provided for by Jesus in the presence of his Spirit. And so would you be filled to overflowing now with his presence and power. And we welcome you into Christ's church as an active member of this church. Amen.